Chapter 141. A Dog's Mission 13, 2. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, just sitting nearby and watching was more than enough. But no, this black dog had to sit there looking all pitiful and dejected, making Su Yuyang look like the heartless one in the situation. It was ridiculous. Let's get one thing straight. He was a man. There was no way he was going to be with a male dog. Couldn't the dumb dog just sniff him and figure out that he was a proper, iron-willed straight man? And yet, from time to time, Su Yuyang would hear the black dog whimpering softly nearby. Whimper, you don't love me anymore? Whimper, you won't even let me touch the pups? Whimper, you think I'm ugly now? Whimper, you've changed, now that you've got an owner, you don't want me anymore? Oh my god, what a huge misunderstanding. He never had any kind of relationship with that black male dog. Not even Tuan Tuan did. Right now, what mattered most to her were her pups, not some romantic connection with that male dog. It's not like he didn't want to let Tuan Tuan out and have a little love story going on with the black dog or something. But Tuan Tuan herself wasn't interested, she just wanted to take care of her pups. With how reckless that black dog was, Tuan Tuan would probably bite him. Her puppies had nearly been knocked out of the bed by him, and a few even bit him too hard while nursing, almost getting smacked flat by his paw in return. How could he dare let Tuan Tuan out? This guy clearly didn't know how to be gentle with pups at all. The big yellow dog had already been brought back by the landlord. Now the black and yellow dogs were both living upstairs. During the day when Su Su wasn't home, the black dog would come downstairs to stay with Tuan Tuan, while the yellow dog happily roamed around the neighborhood. Su Su had been feeling quite good every day while taking care of the puppies, until she decided to resign. Originally, she had no plans to quit. Even though the job was rather mediocre and not something she particularly enjoyed, the pay wasn't bad, and her co-workers were fairly pleasant to work with. Plus, it was her first job after returning here. She had only been at it a few months and didn't really want to leave. But then a male classmate started showing up outside her office building, confessing his feelings. When she refused him, he kept waiting downstairs every day. Rumors quickly spread throughout the company, and even the management called her in for a talk. They frankly told her that her personal life was starting to affect the company's image and suggested she handle the situation properly. She had already talked to the classmate and clearly expressed her feelings, firmly rejecting him. But he refused to accept her answer. Instead, he believed he could win her heart through persistence and sincerity. So he began relentlessly pursuing her. No matter what Su Su said, he remained unmoved. In the end, with no other choice, Su Su decided to resign. Of course, it wasn't a decision made out of impulse. First, the puppies at home needed her care. She felt bad constantly relying on the landlord to look after Tuan Tuan and her brood every day. Second, her income from writing royalties was roughly equal to her salary. While not a lot, if she quit and started updating more chapters, or even began a new book, she might be able to make up the difference. Third, the person who had previously hacked her account hadn't logged in for a long time. She planned to start running dungeons herself and trading in-game equipment. If the gear sold that well, why shouldn't she do it herself? It was a source of income too, definitely more than her job paid, and she wouldn't have to deal with the male classmate's harassment anymore. Her current residence, though the male classmate knew where it was at least a place where, even if he came looking, he wouldn't disturb anyone else. So that evening, when the male classmate once again waited outside Su Su's office building, one of her co-workers looked at him with clear annoyance and said, "Su Su has already resigned. You really shouldn't come here anymore." They had all liked Su Su's personality, soft-spoken, kind, and always willing to help, often bringing lunch for others. This male classmate had already been firmly rejected by Su Su, and she had never accepted anything from him. Yet he still persisted in waiting here every day, to the point that she had been forced to quit her job. That kind of stubbornness was honestly unbelievable. It was only because Su Su had such a gentle temperament. If it had been one of them, they would have already beaten him up and thrown him out. At first, some of them had even wondered if maybe Su Su had done something to lead him on or make him misunderstand. But now, seeing how she would rather resign than have anything to do with him, it was clear what kind of person she was. With a personality that fierce and decisive, how could she possibly be the type to keep someone hanging as a backup? It was just bad luck that Su Su had encountered such a clingy and obsessive person. The male classmate froze for a moment, then felt his face burning, hot and painful with shame. This female co-worker had once teased Su Su about him, and now she was looking at him with nothing but disdain and irritation. He hadn't expected Su Su to be so ruthless, quitting her job just to avoid being with him. After that one time he took her to the movies, her attitude toward him had drastically changed. Though he had tried to make amends, constantly texting and calling to apologize, it clearly hadn't worked. He had even offered to treat her to a meal to apologize, but she never gave him a single chance. And now, she had gone so far as to resign without even telling him. That was just too heartless. The male classmate felt upset and didn't linger. He immediately turned to hail a cab, determined to go find Su Su and get some answers. TCH, how rude. I kindly told him, and he didn't even say thank you before storming off, the female co-worker muttered, clearly even more annoyed with him now. Thankfully, the male classmate was already gone and didn't hear her scornful remark, otherwise, he might have coughed up blood in frustration. That very evening, the male classmate really did show up at Su Su's doorstep and knocked on her door. But the moment he knocked, chaos erupted, dogs barking one after another, startling him half to death. Actually, these dogs had been trained quite well by Su Yuyang. Normally, even with people constantly going up and down the stairs, they wouldn't bark, the footsteps were all familiar to them by now. They only barked if someone suspicious lingered near the door, in which case they would call out to Su Su. After all, if they barked constantly, not only would Su Su be unable to concentrate on her work, but the neighbors would also find them unbearably annoying. But the male classmate was a different story. The moment his unfamiliar footsteps sounded outside, the black dog perked up its ears. And when he rudely knocked on the door, the black dog was already itching to charge out. Even the puppies were startled awake by his loud banging on the door and began yipping toward the entrance in their soft, squeaky voices. "What are you doing here?" Su Su opened the small peephole on the security door, and when she saw the male classmate, her expression instantly darkened.